Hachette Audio presents Honeydew Stories. Written by Edith Perlman. Read by Suzanne Torin. To Sandy Seiler. Tenderfoot. Tenderfoot was a pedicure parlor on Main Street near Channing. Two reclining chairs, usually only one was in use, faced the street through a large plate glass window. And so customers, alone with Paige, got a kind of public privacy. Anybody could see them. No one but Paige could hear them. Paige was an expert listener, rarely commenting on what she heard, never repeating it. She was a widow, 49 and childless. She lived behind and above her store. She played poker with five other women every Saturday night. They called one another by their last names and smoked cigars. She had lost her husband, a talented mechanic, to the war. Carl was in favor of the war, more or less, but he joined up mainly to get further mechanical training at the military's expense. She'd objected to his risking their joint future, their happiness, but she'd let the argument drop. The Marines took him, despite his age. And then, 3 days into the desert, the tank he was riding met a mine. Each of his parts was severed from the others, and his hole, his former hole, was severed from Paige. Paige's practice expanded. She had always been popular with faculty wives and local lawyers and dentists, who appreciated that a foot bath administered by a discreet attendant squatting on a stool could become a kind of secular confessional. Now, perhaps because of her recent sad history, she caught on with booksellers and high school teachers and nurses. They discovered how easy she was to talk to. Doctors sent patients to her, elderly women who could no longer bend down to clean their feet, could no longer clip their own toenails. Elderly men, too. Their joints were as stiff as their wives. That fall, the fall of Bobby Faraday's arrival at the college to teach art history, other male clients began to appear, not sent by their doctors. A professor emeritus of physics was the first. Then another professor, not emeritus. The high school principal, in a fit of bravado, had his toenails painted raspberry sherbet, chattering all the while.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?